We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Pottawatomie County Commissioner Dee McKee is joining us here today on the show and talking about a whole bunch of different things going on in Pott County. We've been talking about the solar farms, and I know the county is currently in the process of developing regulations. That process is kind of on hold, though, as I understand from...
It's in process. It isn't on hold, but we keep trying to gather the information, and I've suggested, and as I mentioned... the solar farm over Junction City, owned by the city. There's things to go look at so that you get a real idea of what you're fighting or thinking or believing about how big those panels are, which really isn't very awful. And so we keep working on that. It's the same with we have a request to do another quarry. It has to do with the quality of stone. We have a lot of good stone rock roads because of the stone out there, but there's a discussion on a new one that wants to be put in place out toward Onega, not more down the Onega Road, but to the west of where the other one is. And I drove out to take a look at that. It's almost a quarter of ground. It'll take a long time to get, some of them have been there 50 years, you know, in our county already operating. And what you look at is how do they, when they get done, how do they reshape the land and bring the dirt from the top back into, on top of where the rock was. And that's probably where we're talking right now, is can we make it so that they take the rock and then leave it in operational condition rather than just, ta-da, it's done. Hmm. And the planning board has a lot to do with trying to help us figure that out. We have more ideas and people coming forward, but there's not an absolutely, yes, this is how you ought to do it, answer on the backside of it, and probably inspection every 3 years to make sure it's doing what it should do and not messing up any water, anything like that. Constant opportunity and challenges.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know there's I actually was coming back from Kansas City the other day and drove through St. Mary's, and they got that construction of the Immaculata going on right now. And my wife's asking me questions about it. I'm like, you know, I need to ask Dee McKee on this a little bit.
Graduate of MSU. Make stuff up. No, go ahead. I'll tell you what I know.
Well, first of all, how have you guys done any like studies on how many jobs that's going to bring here yet?
No, it's not a guarantee. It's the Pius X mm-hmm. Catholic group, basically retaining the Latin masses, and they do them in Latin. And they have, I think, I'm going to say the last time I knew, 5 masses every Sunday. And this new cathedral is being funded through their organizations and their parishioners. And they had quite a bit already paid for. If you are not familiar with them, they have been there for a long time. But what I understand, and this is kind of just by discussion, but not necessarily checked by data, the people that are of that faith may come more here than stay in California, where they're getting really disgusted with liberal things, and other places where they've been very liberal. They've been invited to come to this area and continue their efforts, and it has been First Watch that now is Brinks over there, and there's Fox Tile Company, and there's the Wood Custom Woods, and Mr. Moats with his electronic companies. There's many people over there who have already established businesses of significance, and then support businesses go under there. Patriot Guns came from over there. So what they bring in is kind of up to their group and their own support. They are very interested in being independent of government as much as possible, except roads and drainage and things that they've got to have with it. I enjoy working with them. They have not necessarily called up and said, do this or do that. But if you want to see that facility and you have a chance to come from Maple Hill and drive across the river and then up toward it, you'll see it sitting on top of the hill. And this is without the towers that are going to be 12 stories high. Mm-hmm. It's just the crown on the nave of the church that was put up there, I think, last week or so. And if you want to drive by it, it's on 2nd Avenue in St. Mary's, and stop at the Sugar Creek for a good sandwich or the there's some good food over there.
Yeah,
it's a nice community, and it has very dynamic people. And it's different to have that kind of organized and specific faith in a community, but if you'll drive down Main Street, they fixed up all the old buildings, I'm not exactly sure who, but within the group, and they have plans I haven't been updated too quickly on this, but they're going to put a college out there on the east side of the St. Mary's campus, where the golf course used to be. People might know where the golf course is, but that's the current plan. And if you've never driven back to the north side of St. Mary's, I'll just do a little commercial for them. They have two of the biggest barns on the Oregon Trail back there. And if you go 1 mile back to the north and look back, and the two big silos and everything, it's impressive. There's interesting things in that town, including the Indian Pay Station that used to take care of the Potawatomi tribes and so on. And so St. Mary's is a unique but very dynamic part of our county. And what it will mean to the communities, we'll find out. I'm sure it's going to be fine and positive, but just day to day, I don't get all of those, you know, here's what's coming right. Next.
I guess the big curious thing is, you know, how much capacity do they have to take on as far as growth? Do they have the housing there? And do they have?
They will do what they need to do. I guess that's what I generally, I know they've built a lot of houses to the north of St. Mary's, and you get up in the hills, there's some very beautiful homes, and they are rebuilding. Even if you go to Bellevue, where the Onyx plant is, which is a big national industry in a town of 200 employing over 500, they're building houses there, you know, small homes, and they're about the size of what we would see in Habitat for Humanity, you know, by arrangement and style. But I understand they're being done by church people or just individuals that know that the growth is going to be there. Hmm. Opportunity comes with it, so you do what you can, and it may not fail. It will be successful or fail depending on whatever happens.
All right. Well,
we live in that world.
Yeah. That's interesting to watch because, you know, we talk a lot about the growth on the west side of the county, but that is going to grow, obviously, on the east, and really the whole southern part of the county is growing pretty well. Talking about some other things going on in the county right now, I know with Wamego right now there's a transition happening with the 911 center and
905. Oh, yeah. I'm excited for that. It's dispatch for the entire county in one place. And if people heard me speak on this when NBAF came in, I was very much, and I'm still an advocate for what have been five county dispatch, as they do in Kansas City, by computer and so on. Somebody says, go here. Everybody knows the correct and same information, hearing it at the same time, rather than having that whispering game, you know, where you keep telling somebody, gossip, I think is what they call it. You tell somebody, and by the time it gets to the end, it's an entirely different story.
Right.
For safety and security, it's a good thing for our county. We will be adding all the dispatchers. An additional one will have to be there all the time when we do it up there, but moving them from Westmoreland, they wanted to wait and do kind of a little slower. I think we're going to just go ahead and try and execute and take care of it because it is beneficial to both our police and fire, and having the dispatch people all trained and knowing all of the skills, you know, how to give information of CPR or whatever else while the ambulance gets there. The better we do that, the better people survive when there is an incident or a fire. And so that will be next year's transition, completed probably by the whole year. Well, it's kind of been my information, and I'll just say this, that dispatch from Manhattan to Pottawatomie County has not been nearly as good since they brought up their new tower, and I think maybe we need to have more discussions on that. Because we do work together.
Right.
Or we try to.
Try to as much as possible, I'm sure. Well, and I know it's maybe a little bit of uncertainty there with as much as the personnel you're going to have to take on. Obviously, with something that size, you got to add more staff. And I know that's been a little bit of a, for some on the commission, they're not something they want to do necessarily here. They maybe want to go a little smaller size, but can you kind of talk to the need for the capacity of extra dispatchers?
Yes. If you're doing that, there's a specific second position that has to be there that has to be specifically trained. I'm not like the expert on this right now. I'll bring those guys in here to talk to you next time. But you have to have people to back each other up, and you're running them time around. But probably the dispatchers that are already available in Wamego can pretty much fill that. Discussing the location that we have it in the Justice Center, it's believed to be adequate right now to go ahead and do that where we are. That's the new building, and that is the courthouse. We call it the Justice Center. We have a new courthouse. We don't always fix the old one because of that, but another story. But anyway, I think that will continue to process pretty quickly. The thing is to drag it out and let Wamigo do the daytime dispatch and then switch it at night. The numbers transfer anyway, so
right.
It's not very complicated. It's just simply doing it, and we don't have any other city that does their own dispatch. So in a sense, Wamigo's been doing something that we've been doing for other cities, so we'll transition into that by negotiation, and I don't think there's any big fight in it.
Okay. Yeah, I know Sheriff Shane Yeager's a real expert on this, so if he were to call in, he could probably give us a little bit more
clarity.
Yeah,
call in, straighten this out. Yeah.
There you go. I'll tell you what, let's take a break, and we'll come back, talk some more things with Dee McKee. I'll take your questions if you want to give us a call, 75-537-1350. You're listening to K-Man.